A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." And Jesus replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner, to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. They first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows and make people come in that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner.'" The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Which one of us hasn't at some time in our life received a special invitation, whether it's a wedding, an anniversary of some sorts, a birthday, graduation? With the statement on the bottom, "Please RSVP by such and such a date." And of course, the closer we are to the person we are celebrating on that occasion, the more readily we are to get that RSVP back in the mail and to make sure our calendar is clear and nothing else supersedes that invitation. In Jesus' conversation with the man sitting at the table with him who is contemplating what it would be to dine in the kingdom of God, the story Jesus tells him resembles the story of the invitation God has sent out. The invitation to every person, to every human being, an invitation to the divine banquet, to the grace of the kingdom of God, to live in that moment, every moment of our lives, to know what it is to live in the love and the embrace of God. The invitation went out far and wide. And Jesus is the servant who has now come to announce everything is ready. It has been prepared for you. Come, enter into the banquet. Enter into the kingdom. It is here in your midst. It is with you. And we know there were people who did not hear Jesus, who were busy and preoccupied as those in this gospel story. They were busy about what for them were the important things in their life. And even with great advance notice and an opportunity to prepare, the urgency of what was happening in their life at that moment superseded their recognition of the grace of this moment and the invitation which they were receiving. They missed the opportunity. They gave an excuse and asked the one who invited to please excuse me. On the other hand, there were then those whom the servant went out and gathered, as Jesus did, the blind and the lame, the sick, the sinners, the lepers, the women, the children, and gathered them in and invited them in to his Father's house, to his kingdom of grace. And for whatever reason, these seemingly less fortunate individuals were also less preoccupied. They received the invitation in an instant, without any notice, amazed and surprised by the grace that someone would be inviting them into their home, to receive a banquet, no less. The invitation clearly has gone out. Those of us who recognize and claim to follow as disciples of Jesus have also received the follow-up summons. Come, everything is ready. All that I have for you is prepared. Come. And every single day, there is an opportunity for us to receive again and again and again the grace to hear that invitation. Come to me. Come closer. Come closer to the love and the freedom of the kingdom of God, the place of peace and of joy, the place of great light and truth. That is within you, the grace that is given to you in this very moment. Now the question for us, how will we respond? Everything is ready. The Spirit comes calling. Come, come. Enter the kingdom of God. Come and sit at the table of the banquet of God. What will our response be today? Will we be preoccupied? Will we be busy with the things of the world that are so very important? Will we say, please consider me excused? I have other things I need to attend to. We pray this day together that we hear this invitation of the Spirit again, come in this moment, at this time, in this situation, right as you are, right now, and that there is nothing in our lives so preoccupying or distracting us that we unwittingly say, please excuse me. But let us together join in our voices and our intentions, awake to this invitation and say, yes, I will come in an instant. Nothing will keep me from the banquet. The invitation has gone out. Jesus and the Spirit continue to invite. Come, all is ready. What will be your response?